I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. So one of the best feelings when in alignment is not just the positive emotion, but the creation of that trust muscle that has been built in ease and knowing that you trust greatness will manifest in your life with absolute ease. And you will not be thirsty or paying too much attention to the manifestation because you know it's on its way. And you're simply just happy with what is right now.
Now let the magic begin.
Hello, Njaima. Njaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and I woke up absolutely just beaming around, 5 a.m.-ish. I woke up and I was excited to write and then record this message right away before anything else. I don't know about you. I know some people are indeed night owls. I'm indeed an early bird. And for me, when I write, honestly, the best time to do so or to conquer whatever is my biggest task of the day, first thing in the morning is the best. Not gonna lie, of course, most mornings I actually really like to take it very, very slowly and slowly integrate into the day as I rise and stretch and wake up and go downstairs to drink some water and make my coffee with coconut milk or my matcha latte with coconut milk or oat milk. And then sometimes I just go straight out on a stroll, or I decide to sit and write something in my journal, some poetry, whatever. But this morning when I woke up, I was like, you know what? I feel like grabbing the mic, hopping right on it, writing some things down, because as I was making my bed, I was taking mental notes on all the points I'd like to share, given the nature of energies that are going on today, and also the many emails and DMs that I've received because of how sensitive these times are. And for whatever reason, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to grab that mic and I'm just going to podcast. Also, speaking of emails and DMs, I just want to note that I'm someone who honestly doesn't frequent too much on my phone or email. And, I do sometimes take a long time to answer. So if for whatever reason you've sent something and I have not ever responded, especially if it was a very long message, in time I will. Or you can always ping it again if it has been way too long, because I will be bound to see it for sure. So I just wanted to voice that so people know that, it takes some time. But I more often answer than I do not. And if I do not, it's literally because it somehow slipped through the cracks. Anyway, you're important, and I hope that you know you matter, and I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, with all that being said, okay, so I just want to jump right in because, again, like I told you, I'm excited, I'm beaming to talk about this, because sometimes I'll question myself, whether I am in or out of alignment. And then, of course, I quickly remind myself that's just my mind speaking. And with that being said, so we're in 2020, obvious, Captain Obvious right here, but 2020 is also the year of clear vision, having 2020 vision, right? And with this, there have been a lot of challenges. It has not been easy for many, and I'm sure you've experienced several triggers along your journey as spirit offers you exactly what you need to see, what you need to experience to expand, and provides a lot of clarity. But sometimes there's a lot of obstacles with clouds surrounding them that you must go through in order for the clouds to clear so you can finally see. And things may be rather challenging or repetitive because you also may have assumed that you've already processed, moved on from something that just continues to show up once again. And maybe you feel as though you've learned the lesson, but if it continues to show up, perhaps there's still a piece missing for you to hear. And that's okay. We don't have to find out tomorrow. It does sometimes take time, but there are indeed ways in which we can tune in to take the shorter route, So if you've been experiencing some hardships and heartbreaks, I guess, some trauma, and then somewhere along the line, you feel a bit out of place or out of balance or out of alignment with you, with the universe, God, your higher self, source, spirit. I too have been tested or challenged, and I will sometimes question. I'm like, I just don't feel like me right now. I don't know how to explain that, but other than something feels off. And perhaps my mind is seeing these tests or challenges and creating this narrative
that I'm off. And then, of course, I was able to see. So again, I woke up beaming because it awakened my eyes to remember, and this must be a podcast topic in 2020 where we often or sometimes encounter blurry vision, and it's time to be able to see ourselves and remember. So I figured in 2020, I had to put in this podcast topic somewhere as well, right? Because many are experiencing the same thing, and there are a lot of whatever we need to face, a lot of shadows we need to see in order to truly expand. And when we do feel out of alignment, there are some tools we can turn to help us remember our connection to all that is. And so I feel called to share this message with you right now for whatever reason, since it feels as though the energies of today are testing many of us. And honestly, it's one of the inevitable challenges of the human experience a human may face, one of the human lessons to expand the soul. Yet often when we're in the pits of it, we may forget to see how what we assume is out of alignment is really just an opportunity for us to see beyond what we think is and see what is. An opportunity for us to grow and expand, connecting us more deeply with spirit, with source. And the more we become aware of these challenges, the more we develop our trust muscle within ourselves to experience them, with the knowing that there's a lesson, a message, a divine message that will ultimately make us stronger and wiser in this life. But I do understand that it's not fun to feel off. It's definitely not fun to feel pain always. It's not always fun to feel pain. Definitely wouldn't be fun to feel pain always, but it's definitely not always fun to feel pain. And it's not fun to think you're no longer in alignment because you feel like your inner or external world no longer looks like the image of what being a highly conscious spiritual being looks like, which there honestly really is no such thing. There's no such thing as a picture perfect image. Yet sometimes we create this expected reality for ourselves that our mind grasps onto when the universe has something else in store. And when that expectation doesn't feel like it's meeting, sometimes we might create this narrative that things are off. But we have to remember diversity is so beautiful and our unique story is so beautiful and needed in this world. It really is. Is it not? What if the universe is gifting you opportunity after opportunity to paint a brand new perspective that has never before been seen or told, especially in your mind, of how your human intends to create in her or his reality, your soul intends to create in this human experience. So you may live your absolute most authentic and purposeful life. All humans, we're all creators. That's simple. We're all just creators. We're all just creating us some sort of reality, right? Some sort of reality for source to experience, for God, for spirit to experience. So if you're drawn to spiritual books or podcasts like this, you've likely came to this planet for, well, obviously a variety of reasons. We're multifaceted creatures, but one of them, with the intention of healing and using your keen intuitive senses to guide your way. Healing not only yourself, but also others. There's a lot of light workers that listen. And of course, everybody that does listen often has a strong connection to their intuitive sense. Even though we do hold this mind, and this mind likes to defer us from all the beauty of what truth is, so we stay in this matrix. By the way, when I refer to your mind, I am basically saying your ego, or maybe a negative entity that's somewhat trying to latch onto this human vessel So you no longer see beyond what is truth. So you see just what society shares. So you don't see beyond what the matrix is wanting for you to feel passionate about or be blinded by. And sometimes it may hold back you seeing beyond what some spiritualists may share or what their perspective is, because that's a perspective for them. And this is where you have the beautiful gift of intuitively questioning everything. So you can paint and see your own reality, your own creativity, your own light, your own magic. While simultaneously making the conscious choices to connect and remain in tune with spirit. Or you may refer to spirit as your higher self, guides, angels, God, source, and so forth. So on and so forth. Or you may not even refer to spirit as anything, to be honest. I'm sure that you've also observed other people. I've observed people through their interviews or read their books that they are these spiritually tuned in, brilliant humans on this planet. Heavily, heavily tuned into spirit, guided by spirit, listening to spirit, but they never really ever refer to spirit, or perhaps they might not even have a conscious, aware connection with spirit, but they really are so in tune and aligned with their worth and their authentic self and their truth and their mission and their message that they are thriving in that as they share that with the world. And there's plenty. But one of the beauties of understanding spirit and your connection to spirit is that now you have the advantage of tuning in, whether you feel in alignment in this moment or not. Because the beauty is you can always tune in and really feel like you're in alignment. No, I'm sorry, be in alignment. So yes, once you're introduced to spirit, it would just take great effort to completely dismiss spirit because you've seen and experienced the miracles and magic firsthand. So for anyone who's listening and feels as though they are not connected at the moment, remember you are, you always are, you always have been. And I mean, it's unconditional love. And as unconditional love has it, you always will be. You always will be. So there's no need to fret at all. You may feel in alignment or not feel in alignment. Yet irregardless, you're connected to source, to all that is. Also, many of you might be listening or have been guided to listen, even though you feel so deeply in alignment, whether you're in a very happy stage right now or not, you might feel just so deeply in alignment. You're guided to listen to this because you feel called to bring light to others, to loved ones, for your healing practice. Or you're keeping this in mind for your future self. And so this is just something to pocket for yourself. These messages are just something to pocket for yourself or to share with others. And I hope something rings true for you or brings you clarity in some way and a seed of light for yourself. As it's truly not uncommon for any human to feel like they are teetering in and out of alignment. So what in the world is being in alignment, for those who don't know? Well, I believe the term in alignment and out of alignment was actually created or maybe just popularized by the collective consciousness of Abraham Hicks, channeled through Esther Hicks. And some may refer to being in alignment as being in alignment with whatever you're asking for, being in the same vibrational frequency as what you're calling in, or being in line with your manifestations. That's probably just the way to reel people in to learn about its significance. But then as you dive deeper into this, it goes far beyond manifesting. Yet it's even way more simple than that. You learn true alignment is simply feeling at ease with what is, feeling good, feeling energetically connected to spirit, feeling one with who you are. So So the English dictionary describes alignment as a range in a straight line or in a correct or appropriate position. Let's forget correct and appropriate, but I like a range in a straight line. So what would you be in a straight line with? What would you be lining up in a straight line with and parallel to? Or I guess who would you be parallel to? And that is God, universe, source, your higher self, spirit. So along the axis of the straight line is the connection. So at one end, you have spirit, your higher self. And the other, we have you, your physical self. And therefore, you become these two points of perspective. Make sense? Your physical reality is simply the manifestation of the thoughts, subconscious thoughts, and perhaps even your past life thoughts that you hold. And once spirit sees your desire, the vibration of your desire, the magic begins, and spirit shares with you opportunities and experiences that are necessary for that manifestation to come into fruition, into your physical reality. Yet with your free will, of course, you can listen and tune in and perhaps even be guided down a shorter path, or maybe not listen and take the long road, or maybe it will happen in the next life. But whatever you see in your physical reality, whether it feels challenging or uplifting, are parts necessary for the manifestation to come into the physical reality. And if you feel as though your physical reality is not as expected or far from what you desire, the way you feel about yourself and your world relative to what it is you desire, so far from what you desire, are born. Therefore, there is such a strong emphasis on getting into alignment to create your own reality by simply understanding your own frequency, our own sense of worth for whatever it is, taking inspired action to align with whatever is, understanding vibrations around all things, especially ourselves and what it is we desire, and therefore, in turn, aligning with whatever we desire. By the way, I've talked about frequency and vibrations in another episode, and so I can link that in the show notes for you to listen to so you may further understand it or understand it on a deeper level. So when you gaze around at your current condition, even if it's challenging, perhaps always ask yourself, what is the lesson in this physical manifestation? And what may we begin to consciously do to align ourselves with spirit so we may listen to spirit guide us? And so spirit may assume our desire and guide us toward the opportunities and experiences necessary for that manifestation of that desire. Because spirit will, honey, spirit will. Spirit assumes what you're calling in and truly does gift after gift after gift, whether it feels challenging or not, share with you many different opportunities for you to experience what is necessary in order to create that manifestation. And it's listening to those messages, those divine nudges from the universe and the inspired actions, and taking those inspired actions and making whatever it is happen. Or also really seeing the messages that they want you to feel and deeply experience so you can release that energy. So spirit's always working for you, especially for that desire. And may I emphasize, it's not going to feel easy all the time to get there. I just really want to emphasize that because many of us are very, especially when you're empathic, can be so self-critical at times, especially when you're a hypersensitive soul.
can be so self-critical, self-judging on the actions that we choose or how we are in this moment. And we might be in fear that we're not completely aligned with what we're supposed to be doing. And I'm definitely speaking from experience because I've gotten in my head many times before, but it's beautiful when you're able to snap out of those lies, because it's truly only your mind lying to you. Again, yeah, there are challenges. And with all that, all the emotions and the traumas our human has experienced, there's still so much healing, but it's so beautiful. So just because you don't feel 100% amazing all the time, and thank goodness, thank goddess, because how boring would it be if your world was just pure vanilla? I need to add a little spice, thank you. But just because your world doesn't feel 100% amazing all the time does not mean you're out of alignment and not connected to source. You're always connected to source. So perhaps whatever you're going through is exactly what you actually need in order to see your vibrational worth match with whatever you are desiring. And yes, sometimes the challenges do feel like they get harder and harder, especially when we face a repeated cycle that we're not learning, because the universe is like, look, I'm going to make this louder and louder till you finally hear it. I'm going to make this bigger and bigger till you finally see it. So before it gets out of hand, do yourself a favor and listen and tune in. Anyway, the beauty about dark times, actually, it's very important for our experience. And people awakening tend to feel a great deal of some form of darkness as they awaken. I mean, but it is indeed better than not seeing beyond the physical reality, even if it can be painful. So what is helpful, which I have many episodes on, is shifting your perspective or opening up your perspective when you feel you're going through a quote-unquote dark time, or you feel you're not in alignment. Remember, and it just takes one simple shift, what if it is actually light? What if you are in alignment and everything's working for you? What if? I'm certain that you've had an experience in life where you look back at something that you were just absolutely devastated, shattered about. But in the long run, you were so grateful, beyond grateful, that that actually happened. Otherwise, you would not be gifted with whatever it is that is in your reality today that you're thankful for. And you may experience more and more and more of those as life goes on. But that's something to remember, that when you are aware of the blessings that the dark times bring, you honestly are sometimes like, oh man, this kind of sucks right now, but that actually kind of rocks, because I know there's a blessing coming through for me. And therefore, you were in alignment with source, even if it was not easy to see. But what also helps any process along is when you do consciously connect, and it often reminds you of your alignment, of how in alignment you are, while simultaneously raising your vibration to ease the path toward manifesting the desire, or simply manifesting your highest, most authentic self, and which already lives within you, by the way, and becoming more deeply in tune with spirit, who's always there, who's part of you, who's in align with you. So why do we give ourselves a hard time when we feel out of alignment? Like, why do we suffer so deeply sometimes? And it just feels like nothing is going our way. Well, you feel your reality does not measure up to your expectations. That often happens. And or the thoughts you are thinking, aka where you're vibrating at, is far from your deep desires and from spirit. When you feel your physical reality
created by your thoughts are just simply out of alignment with spirit, then you may feel you're experiencing darkness or suffer with negative emotions. Yet on the other palm, if you feel your physical reality created by your thoughts are in alignment with spirit, then you may feel a lightness and joy with positive emotions. Therefore, to remain in alignment, it is just simply important to be conscious of your thoughts and self-care. But with that being said, again, negative emotions, let's say you are in alignment with spirit, but there are some human emotions that you're working through, shadows you're working through, you're still in alignment with spirit. You're just aware that you are releasing these energies, and it's a beautiful thing. So one of the best feelings when in alignment is not just the positive emotion, but the creation of that trust muscle that has been built in ease and knowing that you trust greatness will manifest in your life with absolute ease. And you will not be thirsty or paying too much attention to the manifestation because you know it's on its way. And you're simply just happy with what is right now. And when a hardship arises, you allow yourself to experience it and to feel that pain and unease with the deep, deep knowing that the ease is always there. It is always available to you. And it's all a simple lesson right now, or an absolutely tough lesson, but it's a lesson right now. Yet no matter what, all is well and on its way. Because regardless, you connect to nourish your relationship with spirit above all else, trusting that spirit knows what's best for you, what your soul's mission came here to do, even though it's so easy to get swayed by what society has deemed as beautiful, as valuable. But that is never rewarding. And then, yeah, you chase that and you feel uneasy. Well, perhaps, yeah, you are out of alignment. Interruption, just a very brief interruption to talk about and thank our sponsor of this episode, who you've heard me talk about probably 444 times by now, but Hum Nutrition has been a loyal sponsor since pretty much day uno, and they are helping millions with one of our greatest assets, our physical vessel. If you didn't know, Hum was actually birthed from founders that were struggling with skin and other breakouts. After doing everything that the doctor prescribed and trying out all the different lotions and yada yada, they just really wanted to find something that was a bit more natural, more pure, but also very high quality. And that is where Hum was born, initially for the skin, but they have branched out to help a variety of other problems or conditions, such as gut issues, like their Gut Instinct supplement, which I have definitely used many times, as it contains 10 strain probiotics, 25 billion organisms, and provides 30 vegan capsules for a 30-day supply. But there are a variety of other supplements as well that people love to go to. And of course, many of them are vegan. One of their more popular ones, which I also enjoy, is their Flatter Me Pill, which helps decrease the bloating and break down the proteins and carbs and fiber and fats and lactose, I guess, is if you eat that, to help you digest, because it's a blend of digestive enzymes, including ginger and fennel and peppermint. And I talk about these because for me, my gut had always been my greatest issue. But again, there are a variety of other ones, such as hair, skin, nails, metabolism, sleep, and aging. But one thing that I really appreciate is that they connect you with a free personal nutritionist before you even choose one, so that way you can choose the right micronutrient to support whatever your beautiful vessel needs. And I know there are people from all over the world that listen to this podcast, so they don't only deliver to America. Wherever you're at, they likely serve. So go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC, M-A-G-I-C, for 20% off. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC.
And now enjoy the rest of this episode. So, what are some ways to remind yourself of alignment and raise that vibration? Well, some of these will be ones that you honestly likely know, but I just wanted to share a few that have helped me, and some honestly may surprise you. So, I might as well say that the most obvious one for many of you listening would be meditation. Like, of course, meditation is what basically started this beautiful, soulful trajectory I'm on right now as I tuned within and was able to see beyond what was just simply in my physical reality. And so meditation, of course, I'm going to place this at number one. And honestly, any meditation that just tickles your fancy, that is the meditation that is for you. I honestly change mine up all the time. Sometimes I listen to a guided meditation, often an unguided one. Sometimes I just focus on a mantra at my third eye center for a period of time, or listen to whatever my heart is feeling. And I usually just honestly focus on my breath. I have plenty of meditations, by the way, for the Your Own Magic members on our membership site at yourownmagic.life. But breathwork, by the way, very powerful, very, very, very powerful, beyond powerful tool. Most of us breathe with, you know, shallow and unconscious breath all day, which keeps us in a fear-based state. So deep breathing or other breath work focused exercises will release the pent-up energies that are within you and help you simply get out of the mind and into spirit. See, one thing about meditation is sometimes we might just stay in our mind the entire period of time, whereas breath work, we really have no choice but to get out of our mind because we're just so focused on the breath. And then getting out of your mind is truly the only way to see beyond the mind and experience truth. So my go-to breathwork gal teacher is my girl, Bree. And of course, if you check out any of her courses, simply use the discount code MAGIC at checkout. I'll leave the link to her work in the show notes, of course. By the way, my laptop is at 44% as I was saying that. A sign we are so in alignment, people. So in alignment right now. Anyway, okay, so the next one, as a leaf falls right by me, nature. Wow, I just love all these different signs. But nature is obviously a very obvious one, but one that also our mind is less likely to sway us from experiencing, because sometimes people can easily talk themselves out of meditation and breath work. That indeed is a practice in and of itself, is starting to talk yourself and making yourself meditate or practice breath work. But it's not as hard to sway yourself to simply go in nature. And when you go out there and you play and allow the negative ions outdoors to provide equilibrium throughout your being and realign you with simply feeling good and feeling refreshed, and also neutralizing your vibration if you are in a lower vibrational state, or even raising it higher if you're already in a higher vibrational state, because you are deeply tuned in with this beautiful world around you and listening and connecting and communicating with the nature that surrounds you. That is one of the most beautiful and simple ways to simply allow yourself to remind yourself of alignment. When I'm out of alignment or I feel weird or off or something, every single time I'll go out into nature and nature never fails me. So nature, so simple. But then another one, exercise, moving your body, of course, which not only releases endorphins and serotonin, which, by the way, of course, nature and I would say breathwork and meditation do too, but you know, science, they're focused on exercise and they claim that it releases endorphins and serotonin, which are the neurochemicals that are basically responsible for your happiness. But it also does release stagnant energy that just makes, you know, when we have something that is stagnant within us and it has a difficult time moving, so we feel blocked, we feel weighed down because we're not honoring or releasing this energy that is there. And so one of the ways that a lot of people release it, whether they're conscious of it or not, is simply just moving. And it doesn't have to be an intense workout. It honestly can be any kind of movement, any simple movement, light yoga, easy dancing, stretching, a nice walk, whatever. You can have your nice walk in nature. There you go. And then, of course, writing. So writing does provide pure freedom, freeing the mind of the thoughts and also the stagnant energies, releasing all those energies onto a body of paper and releasing it from your vessel. Also freeing the beautiful ideas, the creative ideas, the inspired thoughts onto paper and into the universe, and showing the universe that you are part of this creation. And also that uni knows your intention when you do write something. So if you're writing to release, just trust that uni knows. That doesn't mean it's going to manifest. You're just releasing it out of your body. But if you are writing a manifestation or something, uni also knows that that's an intention. You're setting that intention for it to manifest into your life. So I remember I used to be afraid of writing my true deep feelings because I was like, oh my gosh, I just don't want more of this into my life, into my world. But now I understand how uni knows when you're releasing something, and also uni knows when you are calling something in. So when I say uni, I mean universe. Why am I saying uni? I don't know. I just refer to uni a lot when I'm in casual talk. So with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Anyway, so seeing the gratitude that you're expressing on paper is also so helpful for realigning yourself, because you are shifting your perspective to see how beautiful your life is as it is right now. And of course, uni spirit only wants to bring more of that to you. So write, simply just write something, express your truth, and articulate whatever is going on paper, or share whatever you're calling in on paper. Also, I might as well add drawing, of course, drawing for all the same reasons, expressing yourself in some way through creativity, and any art for that matter. That simply just me slow the matrix thinking mind for a bit and kick in that part of self that is in a line with spirit and channeling beautiful creative energy into the world. Now, talking about beautiful creative energy, so listen to light language. This one's fairly new for me, but it has been healing me beyond my wildest expectations. So light language is multidimensional language that is a language your soul
all souls know, all souls understand. It is a channeled dynamic frequency encoding sound and light. We've rarely had anything with light language on the show, but I've been listening to it recently and I already felt the higher degree of alignment that it's provided me. We've had Heather of Activation Vibration come on the show and channel some light language, and there are other people who share light language to shift specific needs for others. For example, you can listen to light language for anxiety, stress, depression, and they're simply just channeling this information. And it might sound a little weird and wacky at first, but then all of a sudden it feels right. And sometimes it might feel strong and you're like, whoa, I feel attacked. But then you recognize like, oh no, this is just part of the beautiful musical rhythm of light language. And perhaps even that quote unquote feeling of attack, which it's not, but it's just getting into that stuck, stagnant energy and then releasing it. And it really does feel really nice to hear and listen to. And apparently we all have access to it. So let's see what happens in the future for all of us when it comes to light language. And then there's EFT. So we've also had an episode on this with Kelsey Patel. And EFT is Emotional Freedom Technique, which is just an alternative treatment for helping us release any sort of emotional distress or pain, physical pain. And also it's often referred to as tapping. I often actually refer to it as tapping, but people who use this technique just believe that EFT can create a balance in your energy system and treat whatever it is that you need to heal. And therefore, you allow yourself to release that energy that makes you feel as though you are out of alignment and realign you. And this one is a silly one, but I've done this from time to time and it really, really works. And I think I became more aware of it when I did the silent like meditation retreats. But you sit in your room or lie outside in nature just in silence, so no distractions at all for at least an hour, sometimes two. And you don't even feel like it's two at times. But sometimes it can feel like 4 hours in that hour. But you just sit there and lie there. And that also just not only de-stresses you, of course, and alleviates you from the anxieties. But somehow in that time, you do receive clarity. The clarity that you might have felt like you needed. And you may even feel spirit around, which is the beautiful thing, because there's no distractions distracting you from the feeling of spirit. And then the next one is be there for someone. You know, if you're listening to this, you're likely a light worker in some way, shape, or form, a way shower. And a beautiful thing that heals us is also healing others. There's, I think, a reason why a lot of people are drawn to certain career paths in this field, such as being a breathwork facilitator or even some sort of health coach. And because there's something about healing others where you feel so good afterwards, and that's because you're aligned with one of your soul's missions. And so you do feel realigned with Source. And the more you also help others, the more Source streams through you to continue helping others and gifting others. And then there's tarot. And this came because sometimes when I want to receive an answer, it really does remind me and surprise me from time to time as well. I'm like, wow, we're really so guided and connected to Source because this feels so true. This resonates so deeply. And so tarot is a beautiful way to remind you and realign you. Well, even though you're in alignment, but remind you that you're in alignment with Source. Then I think that beginning a new project, any type of project, there's something about just having that direct focus and experiencing change. So even a redirected focus that uplifts you and aligns you with Source as you take action on something that perhaps Your soul has been calling in, so starting some new project is always so fun for everyone. And then I also added mirror work. So mirror work is a method developed by Louise Hay, if you're familiar with her work. And it simply just helps you get in touch with your inner self. We also had Lisa Nichols talk about it on this podcast. And mirror work is so, so powerful because it really does help develop one's self-love and self-care and allows you to really just see the beauty that's not only on the outside but on the inside as you talk to yourself in the mirror. And it's so scary at first because our mind is basically teasing us, telling us it's silly, because the mind knows how powerful it is. There's something about looking at yourself eye to eye in the mirror, knowing everything that you've been through. Only those eyes truly know deeply what this person has gone through and felt. Only this eye knows. And saying out loud, I love you, to these eyes, you're beautiful, to these eyes, whew, I'm telling you, something shifts. Something allows you to feel more aligned and also elevates your worth. And yeah, some people truly don't resonate with that, which is fine. And I want to say that I truly believe it's because the mind is a tease and cynical and likes to poke at things, the silly, sweet things such as mirror work, because it is truly powerful and shifting. And you really can foster more compassion for yourself and also for others, but especially yourself, and forgiving yourself through that work. And of course, I mean, spiritual book or podcast. So congrats, you're doing this right now. But something about listening to golden nuggets of wisdom through someone else, something that someone may have channeled, or some spiritual truths that people have received as a message, a divine message, just something that reminds your soul of how connected you are. And honestly, in my opinion, there's nothing like going to the classic legendary books like Power of Now, A New Earth, Untethered Soul, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, Law of Attraction, The Four Agreements, and so much more, so much more. I actually recently found a classic book while I was helping my mom move things around, a book from the 70s by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I believe I actually insta-storied it. It is called Your Erroneous Zones. So clearly, Spirit wanted me to read this. I felt that that was a divine message for whatever reason. So if something deeply resonates, perhaps I'll talk about it on the podcast in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, another one, and this will just be the cherry on top. Simply send love to someone. You know how I talked about help be there for someone? Well, also simply just sending a message, a text, a DM, a phone call, a voice message, whatever, to someone else, especially as a light worker, a way shower, or whatever. One of the greatest uplifters is just uplifting someone else. And when you send love, you often receive it back. And there's nothing but love in this world. And what source is, what spirit is, what being in alignment is love. And so the expression of love is so beyond powerful. And that's all. That's it. And with all that being said, I love you. So many things to get back into alignment, so to speak. So I understand that there is a desire for the feeling of just simply being in alignment. But don't forget, sometimes the challenging moments in our life, the challenging feelings are just expanding us. And we just don't want to allow ourselves to get too caught up in the matrix or 3D reality. Or if we feel we have a depressive episode for too long, then of course, indeed, check in and of course, do at least a few of the tools that I simply just provided. And when we open ourselves up to this, we will align with whatever resonates at the same vibration of our desire. And you came into this physical shell with the complete intention of staying connected to source, knowing that the matrix and the world may pivot you a bit, but remembering who you really are and what you came here for are the keys, truly the master keys to deep feelings of positive seeds of emotion that are so genuine within you, so aligned with your worth and the eternal expansion of spirit of the universe. And so I hope that you remember and remind yourself from time to time of this truth, and hopefully whip out these tools when you need to, if not daily. And yeah, I hope that this helps you in some way. So send this to a friend or loved one if you feel called to, that you feel may need to hear this. And I'm sending my love to you. And now on with the outro. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. The Pyrite is monthly and the Gold membership is just a one-time payment. But don't forget that experience called home. You can visit that at euromagic.life/home. And that will be with Bree Melanson and I, my fellow alien channeling Palladian boss babe. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.